There's another story that to this day, I'm talking about to this very day, and this didn't happen, let me see. It had to happen like 28 years ago, you know what I'm saying? I was in kindergarten, and I was in Seattle, Washington, and I was the only white, I was the only black kid in the class, and the teacher told a story. And, you know, me, my mama had already, before I got in kindergarten, I was souped up. She should have put me in first instead of kindergarten. I was already souped up. So when I got in now, you know, I'm smarter than all the kids. Ain't no kid smarter than me. So teacher told the story, and being a baby, you know, I said, you ain't saying it right. You ain't telling that story right. You know what I mean? So she like, won't you get up here and say it, JT? So I said the whole story. You know what that lady did? Slapped the shit out of me. She slapped the shit out of me. All the kids told my mom and everything. And to this day, my mama still cry. To this day, my mama was pregnant. My mama still cry because she said, JT, I couldn't get to her. I let somebody hurt my baby and again couldn't get to her. You know what I mean? And I was telling her, people will treat you one way. They will treat you a way when they don't give you pity. They'll treat you a way where they don't give you sympathy or empathy. They won't show none of that to you. But when the shoe is turned, you know what I mean? They won't respect. They won't remorse. You know what I mean? If that lady came up to me right now, in a wheelchair, in a breathing machine, and she said, JT, I'm so sorry for slapping you, baby, when you was in kindergarten. And I just tell her, okay, ma'am. And then I slap her ass out that motherfucking chair. Breathing machine go one way, the chair go one way, her ass go one way. Everybody think I'm wrong. But when I was defenseless, when I couldn't have no help, when nobody wasn't, you know, there to protect me, she didn't give no pity to me, so why should I give pity to her? I told that story to say this. It's easy for you brothers to talk about a black woman. It's easy for you brothers to pick on a black woman. But when the shoe is on the other foot, you don't like that. Just say, for instance, you were a white woman, and everybody's looking at her any kind of way. You don't like that. You know what I mean? Because...